Right. So first of all, today's shiur is sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Yitzchak Yaakov Belazon, whose yard site was last Shabbos. I just point out the obvious. I gave this shiur for like 3 or 4 years in Teaneck, and 5 or 6 people came. And then Dr. Belazon started coming, and people thought, well, if Dr. Belazon thinks it's a good shiur, I should probably go to this shiur. And the success of this shiur is, you know, is based on Dr. Belazon. So we'll learn Le'ilu Nishmas. So we'll also learn, if it's okay, Le'ilu Nishmas, my father, whose third yard site is tonight. My father was also very proud of the shiur and all that stuff. Okay. An interesting, strange topic today. The relationship between Talmud Torah and Kibud Av V'Em. Now, you'd think I just made it up because it's a fun topic, and that'd be true. But there is a real connection to the Parsha, and let's start with that. Yaakov Avinu, in running away from Esav, according to Chazal at least, spends 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever. And the Gemara points out, let me pull it up. The Gemara says as follows. Source number one. Gadol Talmud Torah Yoser Mikibud Avaim. The reward, I'll translate it simply, then we'll figure it out later, right? The reward for Talmud Torah is greater than the reward, or the importance of Talmud Torah is greater than Kibud Avaim. Why? Shekal O son Shanim Shahaya Yaakov Avinu Ves Ever Lo Ne'enash. The Gemara says Yaakov Avinu was not punished for any of the time that he spent in learning in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eber. He was punished for time that he spent outside of the yeshiva. And so from here, the Gemara says, you see that Talmud Torah is more important than Kibud Av V'Em. So the first question is, on the Gemara, the first question basically is, wait, Kibud Av V'Em and Talmud Torah are not part of the Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Certainly Kibud Av V'Em is not. And so the question is, wait, I understand that the Avos kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and it's wonderful and it's fantastic. But they did it as people who were Eino Mitzuva V'Osa. How could it be that there's even a Hava Amina in the Gemara that they would be punished for violating Mitzvos HaTorah that they weren't chayev to do in the first place? Okay? So what we need to do is talk about who the Avos were and talk about, you know, how they would be chayev in some sense in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and or in the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em. So to do that, let's look at the Rambam in source number 2. The Rambam says, Hager Asur Lekalel Aviv. It's prohibited for him to curse his parents, Ha'akum Ulahakoso, his parents who are non-Jews, meaning his natural parents, and to hit them. V'lo Yivazehu, and he can't embarrass them. Kidei Shelo Yamru, Banu Mikidusha Chamura Likidusha Kala. So that the person, so that no one will say that he's gone down in importance, meaning, it seems like when he was a guy, it was usher for him to do it. Now that he's a Jew, they're not really his parents, right? Ager shen niskayer kikatan shen nola dami. So they're not really his parents. Doesn't matter, says the Rambam. But you might think that the person would then say, now that I've converted to Judaism, I have less halachos that apply to me. Banu mikdusha chamur likdusha kala. Sharei zem mevazeh aviv, because he's embarrassing his parents, and it's clearly mutar. So therefore, says the Rambam, it's aser. Ela noeg bo miktsas kavo. So he says a ger should be noeg some kavo to his parents, not the entirety of the kavo that we'd be noeg to our parents under halacha, but there is some remnant of kibud av v'em.
Okay. Ellie, is that like a maris ayin type of thing? It's not.
So it's funny. I was thinking that also. It's hard to know. The Shulchan Aruch basically copies the Rambam in source number 3. Let's just look. Ger asur lekalel aviv ha'oved kochavim ulahakoto. It's prohibited. Now, it doesn't sound like it's Maris Ayin. It sounds like it's Osur. V'lo yivazehu shelo yamru banu mikdusha chamur likdusha kal. So it's interesting. First of all, Shulchan Aruch in source number 3 leaves out the end of the Rambam. Ela noig bo miktzat kavod. I don't think that's a mistake. I think the Shulchan Aruch rejected the Rambam. There's no real source for this. So Morty's right. You could claim it's a Maris Ayin, but really the point is nobody should think that Goyim have a lesser obligation. That Goyim have a lesser obligation. That Jews have a lesser obligation, meaning this person had an obligation, some form of kibud avaim. And now what happens? Now he converts to Judaism, so he starts hitting his parents. So since we don't want people to think that, it's also to hit your parents. Now, it's also, for a ger to hit his parents. So the Rambam added, Ela noig bo miktas kavod, which the Shulchan Aruch does not add. So you could think the Rambam thinks that it's much more severe, much more serious, and you have to show some respect to them. You could be right. With respect to the Shulchan Aruch, it could just be it's prohibited to show to be disrespectful to your parents. Why? Because then we'll think banu mikdusha chamur likdusha kala. But if it wasn't for that, it would be okay. Okay, hard to know. But how does, so that's one way that the mitzvah could apply, to Gentiles. Another way is Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says, if there's a custom for Gentiles to show respect for their parents, then that applies to everybody. It applies to Goyim, it applies to Jews as well. What mitzvah is it? It doesn't matter. Okay? But I think the better approach is one that's quoted in all kinds of different places. I'll show you one or two places here. But the other approach is it's a mitzvah sichlis, meaning even if there was not a halacha of kibud avaim, we would know it. Right? It's not that the Torah was mechadesh a halacha of kibud avaim. Everybody knows it's such a halacha. Everybody knows it's a custom. Everybody knows that you can't disrespect your parents. And if that's the case, that rule applies both to Jews and to non-Jews. So whatever category Yaakov Avinu would fall into, whether he's a Jew or he's a non-Jew, or what I think of as a pre-Jew, it doesn't matter. He's chayv in the mitzvah of kibud avaim because the mitzvah of kibud avaim applies to everybody. Why does it apply to everybody? Because it's one of the mitzvah sichlios. How would you translate mitzvah sichlios? It's
rational.
Okay, good. It's a rational mitzvah. And therefore, it applies to us. It applies to them. It applies to everybody. And applies from the beginning of the world. Okay. Who thinks this? A bunch of people, including Rabbeinu Bechaye. The pasuk in source number 4 says, Vayomer Hashem, Za'akat Sidom Va'amora Ki Rabba, V'chatatam Ki Chavidam Ma'od. Right? The sin of Sodom and Amora is so great that that God has to take care of it. What's so great? What's so big? What is the sin of Sodom and Amora? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, and it's said by others, including the Ramban, it's just clearest here. Aval Nigmar Dinam, what was Sodom punished for? Ba'avon shahayu mo'asim et hatstaka, because they rejected the mitzvah of tztaka. V'lo hayu mashgichim al inyanehem va'al rehem shahayu mutalim b'ra'av. They didn't take care of the weakest people. They had no social net. People who had no money in Sodom and Amora were ignored. V'zehu bior ha-katuv al derech ha-pshat. That's what the pasuk means on al derech ha-pshat. Va'anshei Sodom ra'im v'chatoim la-shem ma'od, shahaya chata'am magia la-shem. Right, it was such a bad sin, it reached HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinyan she-katuv binyan ha-aniyim, v'yikra alecha la-shem v'ya b'chachet. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaye, it's not a coincidence that their Za'akat Sodom v'Amorah reached God. Because the Torah says, V'kara alecha l'Hashem v'ya b'chachet. If the poor person cries out to God because you're not helping him, it will be a terrible sin for you. Now he continues, U'lefi shahayu tidirin b'chet hazeh. since this was a chait that they were well known for and they did every day, lekach nigmar gzar dinam alav. Therefore, God had no choice but to punish them. Shahare ein lecha uma ba'olam shelo ya'asu tzedaka elu im elu. He said, there's no people in the world who don't do tzedaka for each other. Va'anshei Sidom hayu mo'asim ba v'hayu achzarim b'tachlit. The people of Sodom were fundamentally hard-hearted. Va'af al pi shelo natna Torah adayin. So now, here's our point. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, yeah, but there was no mitzvah of tzedaka. Why should Anshei Sodom be punished? They were terrible people. They didn't believe in tzedaka. But there was no mitzvah of tzedaka. So he says, Va'af al pi shelo nitna Torah adayin. Even though the Torah wasn't yet given, Hine hatzdaka min hamitzvot hamus kalot. Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, tzedaka is a mitzvah sichlis. It's rational. It makes sense. V'davar mituavhu sheyireh adam et mino mutal b'ra'av v'hu ashir v'saveh mikol tov v'eino merachem alav la'ashiv et nafsho. He says, forget halacha. It's a disgusting midah that a person is rich and his table is full of food and he doesn't share with his neighbors who are desperately poor. It doesn't matter that it's not halacha. It matters that everybody understands this is the way the world works. Al achat kama v'kama al mi shehu me'umato v'dari mo b'irachat. How much more so for your neighbor, for a person who lives in your community who you're not supporting. Va'al kein avdam Hashem yitbarach lan sheistom shahayu monim ota v'lakach nikmata aniyim. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, therefore God couldn't resist and he wiped out the people of Sodom who should have known better. Now again, why should the people of Sodom have known better? It was not a mitzvah. It's not one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Says Rabbeinu B'chai, the point we've been saying all along, it doesn't matter if it's a mitzvah sichlis. If anybody on their own would understand this mitzvah, the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, and these people ignored it, they're punished for ignoring a mitzvah, even if the mitzvah didn't apply to them.
Ellie?
Now, 1 second. Obviously, the mitzvah does apply to them. But what he's saying is, stop thinking so frum, right? Stop asking technical questions. Does the mitzvah apply? Does it not apply? Mitzvah sichlios apply at all time to all people. Because if you met a person who rejected the mitzvah of tzedakah, you would think he's a lowlife. Similarly, we'll say with respect to Yaakov Avinu that the mitzvah of kibud avaim applied to him because it's a mitzvah sichlis. How much did it apply to him? In what way did it apply to him? It doesn't matter. It applied to him. Therefore, the Gemara had to say that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah was bigger than the mitzvah of kibud avaim, and therefore Yaakov was potter. Henry.
Under the umbrella that Rav Asher always likes to use, Ratzon Hashem, is there a correlation between mitzvah sichlius, the way you're describing it, and Ratzon Hashem?
Which... Yeah, I think so, but I think they're different. Meaning, a mitzvah sichlius presumably is also Ratzon Hashem, right? Ratzon Hashem could express itself even a mitzvah that's not a mitzvah sichlius. But for sure, mitzvah sichlios would be Ratzon Hashem. And that would include tzedakah, and for our purposes, it would include the mitzvah of kibud avaim. Meaning, what we're saying right now is, even if the mitzvah of kibud avaim was never given, it's already given. Because it makes sense. Okay, if we did a Rabbeinu B'chaye, let's do an Igros Moshe. Because it's fine.
Isn't this a label that Rav Sajagon gives to half the mitzvahs? Sichlios.
It could be. But here it's being applied in a way that even if it's not in the Torah, even if it's not halachic, it applies to us.
Got it.
But you might be right. I saw a reference to Rabbeinu Sajagon. I just couldn't find it, so I didn't quote it. Okay. Here's Igros Moshe. He's going to deal with the following question. The question to him is as follows. Bigioret she'ima hanachrit chole. Okay, there's a gioret. Her mother is deathly ill. Im rishaal leilech elau ulevakra im banei kivakashat ha'em. This rabbi in Syracuse wrote to Rav Moshe saying he has a congregant. She's a giores. Her mother has requested that she visit her before she dies. She hasn't had any contact with her mother in 20 years. Okay? There is no mitzvah of kibud av va'em between a giores and her birth mother. So what's the halacha? Rav Moshe has a long tshuva, but here's, I think, the key part. V'lachein. Nirela anias daiti. Dehu me'inyan isur kfui tova. He said, if she doesn't go, she is a kafui tova. She's rejecting all the good that her mother did to her. Shehikpida kadosh baruch hu al adam harishon v'chein al Yisrael. So Rav Moshe, first of all, has like a new mitzvah sichlis, and that is to be a kafui tova. Somebody did something good for you. She gave birth to you. You're obligated to repay that. V'im kein, second line. Hu dvar ha'asur ha'shaveh bein li Yisrael bein li b'nei Noach. It's something that's equally applicable to Jews and to b'nei Noach. Av shalom matzinu zeh b'halavim. Even though it's not in the Torah. There's no mitzvah of akar satov in the Torah. Di Yisrael. U b'hazayin mitzvahs to b'nei Noach. We don't find this listed anyplace. Mishum dehu kimo shelo ne'emar isur mefurash al midot haraot. It doesn't say any place in the Torah that it's prohibited to have bad character traits. Af shehem dvarim meusim u'migunim. V'ne'enashim al zeh. Bein b'Yisrael, bein b'nei Noach. Right? If you have a bad temper and you lose your temper, you're going to be punished for it. But it doesn't say it any place in the Torah. V'inyan mitzvot kibud av va'em, hu gam kidei shelo yihye kfui tova. The mitzvah of kibud av va'em is based on hakar asatov. Kidnam b'mitzvot daf lama gimel shaviv evi ulolam hazeh. So it's funny. It's like we're creating now a halacha, a shulchan aruch, that doesn't really exist. Right? Rabbeinu Bechaye said all mitzvot sichlios apply to Jews and to non-Jews. Rav Moshe is saying it's not just the mitzvah sichlis, there's the mitzvah of hakas hatov, right? This woman gave birth to you. She's not just a stranger. She's not just somebody who's asking you to visit. It's deeply important to her. And says Rav Moshe, based on the fact that you owe her for giving birth to you, you cannot be a kfui tova. Now, where does it say that you cannot be a kfui tova? It doesn't. But we all know. We all know that it's in the same category as bad character traits. Bad character traits are usur. How are they usur? There's all these different things you could say. Rav Moshe says they're absolutely usur and you're punished for them. Okay? So what we have so far is sort of like, you know, two different positions with respect to mitzvot that are not written in the Torah. It's almost as if we're saying now, it doesn't matter if they're commanded by God. If they make sense and everybody does them, they're absolutely binding on us. Okay? Fine. So therefore, you know, we are where we are, which is the mitzvah of kibud av va'em was absolutely binding on Yaakov Avinu. And so the Gemara had to come to say, even though the mitzvah of kibud av va'em was binding on Yaakov Avinu, he was not punished for leaving his father for 14 years because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is even more important. Okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein's idea of Hakaras HaTov is based on the fact that Kibud Av Va'em is a mitzvah bein Adam l'chaveiro. Why is that? Well, if it was a mitzvah bein Adam l'makom, there'd be no Hakaras HaTov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, I have to respect my parents, so I respect my parents. Whether they were great parents, whether they're terrible parents. But according to Rav Moshe, it's all based on Hakaras HaTov. If it's based on Hakaras HaTov, that means the mitzvah of Kibud Av Va'em has to be Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. The question is that
Ellie,
true?
Ellie, didn't you last year or 2 years ago give a shiur on Kibbutz Av V'Em and quote a Ramban, I think it was?
I'm about to do the same thing. Give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
I didn't remember that he quoted before, but I don't know. Baruch Shekivanta. So first, let's do a Minchas Chinuch. Okay, they call the shiur Minchas Chinuch. We rarely do them, but let's do one now. Source number 7. Says the Minchas Chinuch, U'mitzvah sasehu k'chol mitzvot shebat Torah le'inyan tshuva de tshuva mechaper. Okay, says the Minchas Chinuch, if you violated the Torah, so it's true, if you violated the Torah, the din is that Yom Kippur is mechaper, but says the Minchas Chinuch, as we all know, that's only bein adam lamakom, bein adam lechaveiro. Yom Kippur is not mechaper. You have to go to the person and get his forgiveness. Now he says, "Umi kol makom, ani misupak lefi hamivuar barambam hilchos tshuva ubishas da averos shebeinon lechavero lo mahani tshuva velo yom hakipurim ad shiratze et chavero." Okay, he says that's what I just said. He says, if it's a beinonim lechavero, you have to go to the person. Im kan b'mitzvah zo shel kibud, he's talking about the mitzvah of kibud avayim, dehu nosaf d'gzeres hakosavhu, de nosaf al kibud kol adam, right? We have an obligation to respect all people. I call it the ohavta l'recha kamocha. In addition, if it's your parents, you have an additional obligation to respect them. D'bodam acher, Ein isur el letzaro. He says, with respect to other Jews, it's prohibited to make them feel bad, to cause pain. But v'kan mitzvah lechabdo. There's a mitzvah to actually be mechabed him. Im lo kibdo, if you weren't mechabed him, efsha dehi rak mitzvahs hamakom baruchu, v'lo beinon lechaveiro. He says, it's possible that the mitzvah of kibud avaim is beinam lamakom, not beinam lechaveru. The beinam lechaveru eino ela b'mashu shave lechol adam. He says a new definition, which may be rejected, may not be. He says the mitzvah beinam lechaveru is only if it applies equally to all Jews. If it doesn't, you know that it's a beinam lamakom. Now, that's a big chiddush, right? Because it would make kibud avaim not a mitzvah benom lechaveiro, because it only applies to your parents. Aval kan hurak ben. What does that stand for? Hurak. I'm not sure. Hurak something in kain eino ela kemitzvah shebenom lamakom baruch hu. What?
Rak ben ovel v'imo.
Ah, excellent. Thank you. Avolkanu rak ben ovel imo. He doesn't have to show respect to other people, just to his parents. Im kain, eino ela kemitzvah shebenom lamakom baruch hu. Idami kevon shehashem yisbach tziva zo hamitzvah benom lechaveiro. Have benom lechaveiro v'lo mahani tshuvan lo shiratzet av v'ein. So he says, I have a suffix, the Minchas Chinuch. Maybe the mitzvah of kibud avaim, based on my rule, that only mitzvos that apply equally to all Jews can be benom lechaveiro. If that's the case, it's a mitzvah benom lamakom. Although he says at the end, it could be that I'm wrong. And if God commanded us, right, to be good to other people, it's a mitzvah benom lechaveiro, in which case, before Yom Kippur, you have to go to your parents and ask and beg for forgiveness. Okay, so again, Rav Moshe Feinstein said, I'm obviously going out of order, but it's interesting to do it this way. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, the Gioras has to go visit her mother, because otherwise she'd be a Kfui Tova. That's based on the fact that the mitzvah is Benon L'Chavero. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't know if it's a mitzvah Benon L'Chavero. I think any mitzvah that's not equal amongst all Jews is Benon L'Makom. Although he, and in which case, there'd be no kfui tova, there'd be no hakaras hatov. It's a mitzvah. It's not paying people back. Although in the end he says it's also possible that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it, it's a mitzvah ben om l'chaveiro, even if it looks like a mitzvah ben om l'mako. All of this to get to Jackie's favorite Ramban on Aseres HaDibros, in which the Ramban says as follows, right? Kaveres avicha v'esimecha. Hinei. Hishlim kol ma she'anu chayavim b'divrei haborei ba'atzma uvichvodo. The first of the Dibros, you know, involved or included our obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bichvodo uve'atzmo, him and him alone. V'chazarat, what do we have? Anochi Hashem, lo yihye l'cha Elohim achim al panai, lo sa'aseh, kol t'munah, right? You can't make any things. Shabbos, those things are b'nom l'makom. Now you come to b'nom l'chavero. V'chazar l'tzavot otanu b'inyanei ha'nivra'im. Now God turns from Benom Lamakom to Benom Lachavero. Vihitchil min ha'av shehu litoldotav. It starts with the father and the mother, because they are literally the progenitors. Ki inyan borei mishtatef b'yitzira. They participate with God in the act of giving birth to you. Ki Hashem avinu harishon. God is our first parent. V'hamolid avinu ha'acharon. And the mother who gives birth to us is our last parent. U'lekach amar b'mishneh Torah, ka'asher tzivisicha b'chvodi, kein anochi mitzavacha b'chvod ha'mishtatef imi b'yitziratcha. Just like I commanded you to respect me, I am similarly commanding you to respect those people who gave birth to you, who created you, who acted godlike with respect to you. Okay, now what's the Ramban not saying that's kind of buried in here? We generally think of the first five Dibros as being Benom L'Makom, and the second five as being Benom L'Chavero. So the Ramban is saying the fifth Dibra is the transition.
The bridge.
It's both. On the one hand, Kabeda Savich Vesimecha is related to the fact that we're required to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're required to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we're required to respect our parents who play the role of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one approach. The second approach is, no, it's a straight Benom L'Chavero. It's a transition, but it's a straight Benom L'Chavero. My parents did all these great things for me, and therefore, I have to do all these great things for my parents. So in a way, you know, the suffix of the Menchas Chinuch is a fair suffix. I don't know which it is, almost certainly because it's both. And if it's both, you know, I think the Menchas answer to the Menchas Chinuch, in my opinion, is it's a Beinom L'Makom, and therefore Yom Kippur is Mechaper. It's a Beinom L'Chavero, and therefore you have to go to your parents and ask them and beg them for forgiveness. Because if you don't, you don't get kapara. Okay? All this, again, to sort of support the Gemara, who says that Yaakov Avinu has an obligation of kibud avaim. And the answer is, of course he does, because kibud avaim is a mitzvah that applies to everybody. Okay. Now the question is any of this really true? Meaning, you know, the Gemara said, Gadol Talmud Torah, you know, that it saved Yaakov from violating. So aside from the fact that it's kind of bizarre, and I'll explain later on why I think it's completely bizarre, it's not the halacha. Look at source number 9. And this is all over the place, but we'll do it in the Rambam. It's in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Says the Rambam, Hayal lefanav asiyat mitzvah v'talmud Torah. You have in front of you a choice between doing a mitzvah and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What do you do? Im efshar lemitzvah lehe'asot al yidei acherim lo yafsik Talmudo. If it's the type of mitzvah that somebody else could do for him, then you should continue learning and you let somebody else do the mitzvah. What's a mitzvah like that? It's not the usual mitzvahs we speak of. What's a mitzvah that somebody else could do for you? Come on.
Benching?
No. You have to bench by yourself. Davening, somebody can be motzi to you, but you have to be there. So that's not a good example either.
Bring a carbon pesach.
Any mitzvah, I'm sorry, any mitzvah that has a shaliach. Right?
Bring a carbon pesach.
Carbon pesach, kiddushin, gerushin, right? Those are the examples, okay?
Putting up an eruv.
Huh?
Putting up an eruv.
Okay, good. So all those could be dealt with somebody else. You should continue learning. Ve'im lav, but if not, ya'aseh ha-mitzvah v'yachzor le-talmudo. Okay, you have to stop learning. You have to do the mitzvah. And then you go back to learning. So if the Rambam holds, and we hold this way, right? If you're learning and your mother asks you for a tea, you have to stop learning. So what does it mean in source number one? Let's pull up quickly. In source number, the Gemara says, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Mikibud Avaim. What does that mean? If you have to stop learning to do Kibud Avaim, what does it mean? So the answer is, one of the possible answers, I suppose, is, yeah, all things being equal, Talmud Torah gets you the greatest reward. It says, you know, L'man Yarichun Yamecha, I don't know. But on some level, the Gemara is saying the greatest mitzvah in the world is Talmud Torah. It's more important than Kibud Avaim. It's more important than Lulav. It's more important than Sukkah. It's more important than anything. But that's just relative importance. But if you have a choice where, you know, your mother just asked you for a tea, the answer is, the halacha is, you have to stop learning to get her a tea. Okay? You see this. It's a strange proof. But you see this in source number 10. Amar Rav Yosef. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem Me'atzalas Nefashos. No, it's not. If you don't save a person's life, you're in violation of Lo Sa'amod Al Dam Re'echa. What do you mean that Talmud Torah is more important? So I think it's the same exact idea. It doesn't mean that if you have a choice, you pick Talmud Torah. That's not the halacha. The halacha is if you have a choice between Talmud Torah and saving a life, you have to save a life. But in the grand scheme, in the philosophy, in the view of the Torah wants you to know that Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. And here you come to something really interesting, which is there's a difference between, call it the philosophy of the Torah and the actual mitzvah HaTorah. I mean, the Torah is saying everybody needs to know that Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah for a whole range of reasons. Now, it doesn't actually play out lahalacha. Lahalacha kibud avaim is doche Talmud Torah. Lahalacha atzalas nefashos is doche Talmud Torah. Lahalacha lulav is doche Talmud Torah. Everything is doche Talmud Torah. It doesn't matter. The Torah wants you to know that in a perfect world, Talmud Torah is the most important thing. Right? Now, there's another aspect of this. Talmud Torah is supposed to be mevi li de maisa. Right? You understand? If you learn Torah and you don't do anything with it, it's a pigam in your Talmud Torah. So on the one hand, of course it has to be that I learned Torah so I could sit in a sukkah. I learned Torah so I could eat matzah. I learned Torah so I could hear a shofar. All those things are docha, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But the Torah tells you, nevertheless, Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah. I know it sounds strange, but I really believe in this idea. That the Torah, it's almost like the Torah is telling you, in theory, you would sit and learn Torah all day. That's what God wants of us, and that would be the perfect world. In practice, we can't. And every time we stop learning Torah to do something else, we need to understand that we're doing, technically speaking, the wrong thing, even if it's the halacha. Anybody with me on this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on some level, I think that's the pshat. Now, to get to what I think is the elephant in the room is, all this seems insane. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu listened to his parents when he ran away from home. His brother was going to kill him. Look at source number 11. Vayistom Esav et Yaakov al habracha asher berachah aviv, last week's parsha. Vayomer Esav belibo yikrivu yimei evel aviv v'agad Yaakov achi. I'm going to kill him. Vayugad l'rivka et divrei Esav b'na hagadol. Vatishlach vatikol Yaakov b'na hakatan. Vatomer elav. Hine Esav achicha misnachem l'cha l'hagecha. Your brother's going to kill you. Va'ata v'ni shema b'koli. V'kum b'rach l'cha el lavan achicha rana. Run away to Lavan v'yashavta imo yamim achadim anashet toshuv chamat achicha. So in what way is Yaakov Avinu violating kibud avayim? His mother told him, you need to run away or he's going to kill you. So you could say she told him to go to Haran. And according to Chazal, he stayed in some other place for 14 years. But that's a technicality, right? The point was to get out of the house. Now you have Yaakov Avinu, very similar. Vayikra Yitzchak el Yaakov, vayivarech oto vayitzaveu, vayomar lo, lo tikach isha mibnot Kanaan. First thing is, don't marry locally. Rather, kumlech padena aram beta bituel avi imecha, vikach lecha misham isha mibnot lavan achi imecha. Go to the house of Lavan. Again, it's hard to see where Yaakov Avinu was in violation of Kibud Avaim when he spent 14 years in the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever. So, you know, why the Gemara says that, I don't. If anybody has an idea, now's the time, because I really don't. This isn't like a rhetorical teaching point. I don't see it. Okay, the issues we discussed are important and interesting. But the actual cause of them, which is that Yaakov Avinu was in violation of Kibud Avaim, I don't really see. Okay? But because I don't want to end with an I don't really see, let's read the Sefer Achinuch together, because it's beautiful. And then we'll stop. Misharshe mitzvazo, the rationale for Kibud Avaim. Shera'ui lo la'adam sheyakir v'igmol chesed l'misha sa'imo tova. It's like Rav Moshe said, it's hakar satov. You should feel good. You should show your appreciation to somebody who did something good for you. V'lo yihyeh naval umitnaker ukfui tova. He shouldn't, God forbid, be disgusting or evil or a rejecter of goodness. Shezo mida ra'a umeusa bitachlit lifnei elokim va'anashim. Because this is a really, really bad mida in front of God and in front of man. Okay, here you see, it's like Rav Moshe read this and wrote what he wrote, which is, it's based on being a kfui tova, which is asur. In addition, v'sheyitein el libo ki ha'av ha'em heim sibat ha'yoto ba'olam, you should say, my parents are the cause of my existence, v'al kein be'emet ra'ui lo la'asod lahem kol kavod v'chol to'elet sheyuchal. Therefore, obviously, he should do any goodness he can for them. Ki heim heviyu la'olam. Gam yigubo kama yigiot bekatnuto. They brought him into the world and they took really good care of him, when, at least when he was little. Ukshikvazo tamida binafsho. And when you establish this in your heart, ya'alemi mana lahakir tova takel baruchu. The extension of this is when you show honor to your parents, you'll show honor to God. Shehu sibato visibat kol avotav ad adam harishon, because God is the real father. God is the reason, the cause of existence for all of us until Adam HaRishon. He really brought you into the world. He's really providing all of your needs. He made him healthy. And God gave us an all-knowing, it's not all-knowing, but a lot-knowing heart and brains. Right? If God didn't give us a soul, he didn't give us intelligence, we'd be like an animal. And it reminds us of how much we need to be careful in our worship of God. Again, you see here both aspects. You see here the Beinom L'Chavero aspect, and you see here the Beinam Lamakom aspect. And really, you know, if there's a mitzvah that encompasses both, it's this mitzvah. Okay, the learning should be Le'ilui Nishmas, Dr. Belzon, and my father. Everybody have a great, great Shabbos. I got to run, but I guess we'll do this again next week.
Thank you, Ellie. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you and good Shabbos.
Bye, everybody.
Shabbos.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.
Very fine.
Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.